Thanks for downloading the Beyond the Money podcast. If you hear anything on today's show that you need clarity on or to make that first consultation, give the team a call, 727-334-0024, or always online at mycampbellandco.com. As always, thanks for listening. Now, let's get to the show.
Jackie Kimball, have you recovered? How are you doing this weekend?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Little tired. You know, it's a tough life being there with all the celebrities and all the activity and chaos there at that CRS and the country radio seminar. And what an amazing opportunity.
Don't let her fool you. Jackie Kimball is all professionalism. But once she gets to Nashville, she's not afraid to let her cowgirl fly a little bit. You were looking the part.
Well, you know, when Lainey Wilson says, "Girl, I like those pants," you know you did good that day.
Baby, I've run all out of reasons to run. I ain't going nowhere.
Kimball & Company took over Nashville last week. Jackie Kimball, part of CRS. Got to chat with this individual, Chancey Williams, up-and-coming country superstar. How was the experience for you getting to see up close and personal some country music icons?
Well, you know, I went there with not a lot of expectations, right? Because, you know, I just didn't know what a CRS was. What is a country radio seminar? I knew that, you know, I was going to see some great acts. I mean, Nashville, that's what it's all about, right? It's country music and just some really, really talented songwriters and musicians. And, you know, what a phenomenal experience. I mean, when you go to the Church of Nashville, to the Ryman Auditorium, and the opening act is Chris Stapleton, where do you go from there?
Yeah.
Just so many, many great entertainers there. And just, I just soaked it all up. And then you get the opportunity every now and then to meet somebody that really kind of touches you in a little bit different way. And Chancey Williams, you know, a true cowboy. And, you know, I told him when I met him, I said, you know, I think you're the first cowboy I've ever met. But then I realized I have met a few other cowboys in rodeo. You know, living in Florida, definitely rodeo is a big thing up in the Florida Panhandle. And had a client who was an avid rodeo participant. And, you know, why you would get on a horse or a bull and, like, let them throw you around and, you know, damage your body, I don't know. But what a great experience.
Well, speaking of, Jackie Kimball had the opportunity to sit down with Chancey Williams. We invite you to go check out some of his music. He could be the next big name in country music. And, yeah, he is a saddle bronc rider. And here is Jackie Kimball's conversation with Chancey Williams.
Chancey, it's so nice to meet you. You're my very first cowboy that I've ever met in person. So,
well, thanks.
Yeah, great to meet you. And you're a songwriter and a musician as well. So.
Yep. Now in the music business, singer, songwriter, but grew up, I guess I'm a cowboy the most out of it. Grew up on a ranch in Wyoming. So, but in music now, so it's been a lot of fun.
Well, gosh, I know you have some really great history there, some legacy with, Mr. Ledoux, Chris Ledoux?
Yeah, you know, Wyoming's kind of a small state, so, you know, everybody knows everybody. So, you know, grew up knowing the Ledoux. My dad and Chris rodeoed together and went to college together, and so I always grew up looking up to Chris, you know, and thought, you know, if rodeo cowboys can sing, that's something I think I want to do.
Oh, that's great. How did you really know that you could sing? I mean, how old were you? When did that happen?
Well, we just kind of started a band in high school for fun. You know, rodeo was kind of always the main thing, you know, and ranching. So we have a ranch in the northeast corner of Wyoming and grew up doing that. And rodeoing was the main focus and kind of started a band for fun, you know, just playing around here and there and mostly rodeo dances. And then, went to college, still the rodeo. And then, you know, when I think I was 20 years old, Chris let us open for him in Billings, and you know we weren't very good, but he was sure nice and seen something in me, I guess. So that kind of sparked the interest to make me want to maybe do it for a career.
Wow, and I've heard you've been with your band for a long time.
Yeah, we've toured the West. You know, we kind of did the music business a little bit backwards than a lot of people. You know, we did it kind of like Chris did. You know, a lot of people moved to Nashville and started that way, but we just figured we'd just build a foundation of fans out west and play as much as possible and kind of built it from the outside in. So it's been a fun journey, but you know, it's definitely not the typical way of doing the music business, I don't think.
So you're definitely an adrenaline junkie.
Yeah.
And rodeoing, I mean, that's got to be really difficult on your body after a while.
It was, and that's probably why I chose to do music. But you know, loved rodeo, and it was, you know, I still think about it all the time. And it, you know, I feel like rodeo kind of got me where I am today in music, because the rodeo family is big, but yet small. Everybody knows everybody, so which has led to a lot of great dates over the years, playing things like Cheyenne Frontier Days and the NFR. And so that's, the rodeo has helped my music career for sure, but it is definitely hard on your body. So it's fun being in music now that I can be a little bit more healthy.
Well, that's good. And I heard that you had a great entrepreneur that you started training with, your internship with the late, great Toby Keith.
Toby was really great to me. And, you know, I finished my master's degree at the University of Wyoming. And after I finished rodeo and said to move down here, and I interned at TKO. Toby's, you know, manager at TKO Artist Management, and then also interned at Show Dog. So got to spend a lot of time with Toby, and it was a, man, I learned a lot from him. And he's just a super guy, and it's been super sad, you know, with him passing. It was, you know, it's not the same world without Toby Keith in it. But, you know, he treated me so good, and I got to spend a lot of time driving him and singing with him, got to go on tour with him some. And just last year before he passed away, he sent a text. Me and Micah took a photo backstage at the Opry, and he said he called me his oldest son, which meant a lot, and it was just really sad to see him go.
Yeah, I know his last song, Don't Let the Old Man In. I mean, as I get older and having clients that are getting older, my family members, my mom getting older, it really touches a special place. So
it does, you know, and he was such a great songwriter. You know, he wrote that even, you know, maybe even before he knew he was sick. So it's like, did he subconsciously know if something was coming? But, you know, I never thought it would get him. You know, he's a big, tough Toby Keith, and I didn't think anything could hurt him. But, yeah, it's that song means a lot to a lot of people now because of that.
Well, I hope that one day you'll be singing that song and I'll be able to hear it.
So. I hope so, too. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Chancey. It's so great to meet you and talk to you, a real cowboy. And thank you so much for everything.
Well, thanks
you
for giving me the time.
One thing I liked about Chancey Williams is that he's not like a painted on jeans and the solo cup and the fireball shot. Like, he's a true cowboy. And great job with that interview, Jackie Campbell.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I love the songs that he sang for us in our intimate group, and just the stories of one of his biggest injuries in rodeoing, and just such a gentleman, I guess, is one good way to put it, and very humble, and it's great to see that in artists.
Hit your head, blood in the cowboy hat, and you wet yourself. That's the life of a sour bronc rider.
That's pretty much the way he summed it up.
Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Campbell & Company Insurance Advisors. Campbell & Company Wealth Advisors and CPAs is an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through Impact Partnership Wealth, LLC, IPW, a registered investment advisor. IPW does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Campbell & Company Insurance Advisors are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Campbell & Company Insurance Advisors and IPW are not affiliated companies. Tax planning services are offered through the tax firm Campbell & Company Wealth Advisors and CPAs. IPW does not offer tax planning services. The tax planning services offered by Campbell & Company Wealth Advisors and CPAs are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Tax planning services are an outside business activity not offered through or supervised by IPW. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. MarketGuard is an SEC registered investment advisor located in Inglewood, Colorado. MarketGuard provides model portfolios and investment products to IPW. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Campbell & Company Wealth Advisors.